Hey folks, it's Tanya Smith here, and I'm really excited, as always, to be able to bring to you another important content topic. And here's the thing, if you are a part-time content creator, just like I am, we don't have a lot of extra time to waste. We need to have a fluid, well-running, and finely tuned content marketing machine. So today I'm going to talk about six essential systems that are in my content creation and content marketing machine that help things to flow so that I don't feel burnout. And hopefully some of these tools and tips, as well as a couple of samples from my own tech stack, will help you to really get organized and to start creating amazing content in less time.
Welcome to App Therapy Club, a place for part-time creators and coaches like you. Join your host, Tanya Smith, founder of Get Noticed with Video and Stream Like a Boss TV, to learn about online tools and smarter ways to make great content even when you're short on time or resources. Now let's get into the show.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to the show. This is App Therapy Club. This is one of my two video podcasts. And what's going to be interesting today is I do want to talk a little bit about content creation, and all the topics that we talk about under App Therapy Club really can apply to any type of content. But because I am a video creator and a video marketing coach, I'm definitely going to have probably a little bit more of an emphasis on video than some others would, just given the nature of the experience that I have. So I want to talk about six content systems, especially for you if you're a part-time creator. These have helped me to really be able to establish myself in my industry as an expert. And I have literally been side gigging things for at least 20 years. So it's been real fun, but at the same time, there's been a lot of lessons learned. So what I want to do is to talk with you about some of the tools that I actually use. But not only that, just because I love certain tools doesn't necessarily mean that these tools will be right for you. I want you to be thinking about, as we talk through these, what works for you, and I will give you some questions and things to consider as we walk through each of the six systems. Are you ready? All right, let's go. So system number one that I am a big fan of is planning and organization. I wrote a post the other day on Facebook, and I basically said something to the effect that I sometimes love being unstructured, but consistency and structure is my home, and I just vacation in the land of unstructured. So I want to talk a little bit about this planning and organization thing, and I'll give you my top two tools and why those are my top two tools for this first segment. XMind is one of the tools that I use almost on the daily. And the reason why I love this particular tool is it is great for brainstorming and getting my thoughts out on to some type of visual document, right? So not necessarily on paper, although you can use it on your iPad, but I want to get it out of my head and organize things into some format that I can easily move around. And I also actually use this same technique when I'm working with my clients and mind mapping out and brainstorming out ideas based on what it is they're trying to achieve. So I'm going to share with you, for those of you who are listening to the podcast, you won't be able to see this, but if you're watching the video, you'll see XMind, the tool. So you'll notice that it is a full-featured mind mapping and brainstorming app. And I know that you're able to download it for Mac because that's what I have, but you also can download it to a PC. I believe they have a PC version because I initially started with PC. I've been using this for some time, and the purpose of it, there we go. Yep. The purpose of this tool really is for you to be able to visually map out your ideas and do it in a structured fashion. So I have probably hundreds, if not thousands, over the years of different mind maps. And even when I am actually in the process of taking notes, for instance, at different events and conferences, like I did recently at PodFest, I was able to create these mind maps that then had visuals of each of the PowerPoint slides. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see This is an example of some conference notes that I took where I was able to take screenshots from my phone or from my iPad and add these screenshots so that I can come back and take a look at my notes. But the purpose of doing mind mapping in something like XMind, again, is to really get your notes and your thoughts out on paper and to organize them. So I can actually move these things around as I need to, click and drag, and create new structures if I wanted to structure this a different way. But the point is having some type of way to actually collect your content ideas and put them into a form that you can then easily organize and turn into something of value is really key. And it may not be mind mapping for you. Some people like to use Trello. There's a lot of different other types of ways that you can do this. But that's one of my tools in the planning and organizing spot. Now, a second tool that I love to use is called Retable. And I am going to be doing a tutorial inside of our Content Creators Cafe, in our pro version, as well as in our Stream Bosses Academy. And the thing about Retable is it's a tool that you can use right now for a lifetime deal if you choose to do so. The reason why I love that is because I was using Airtable before and it started to get kind of expensive given all of the work that I was putting into it. I like Airtable, Retable, and other tools that are in more of a spreadsheet format because I can easily see the information and organize it in the way that I want. So once I've brainstormed using the XMind mind map, then I'm going to say, okay, so here's the ideas that I've decided I'm going to work on. This is what I'm going to use, and I'm going to plug that into my dashboard so that it then coincides with all of the work that I'm going to be putting out from that one piece of content. Or that one piece of content is relating back to other parts of my marketing strategy, such as offers, courses, workshops, and that type of thing. So I'll show you a really quick peek at Retable. Okay, let me show you Retable really fast here so you can get an idea of what this looks like. I'll show you my 2023 live stream planner. And this is how I was able to literally keep track of all of my different ideas and create new content. So this is Retable, and in Retable, like I mentioned, I'm able to actually take this information and now assign it to a calendar date so I can have a full calendar of all the content that I'm creating, what the purpose is, what it drives people back to, what's the call to action, what's the intent. So having some type of planning system like this gives me the ability to then be able to even further organize so that I'm not just haphazardly creating content for no reason. Like it's always going to drive people back to a specific purpose or point. That way, as a part-time content creator, you know that the work that you're putting in, the effort that you're putting into creating this content is hopefully going to pay off because it's tied to something with intent and purpose and not just simply, hey, I'm going to get on a camera today and create something. Instead, there is always a direct line between the content you're creating and what it is you want to accomplish and achieve. Now, here's a couple of questions I want you to think about as you are really diving into your own system and you're thinking about how do I like to plan and organize? Here are three questions that you can ask yourself. So let's walk through them. Number one, how does the tool I'm using fit into my current content planning workflow? And can it replace or integrate with my existing tools for a more streamlined process? Number two, what specific features of this tool can help me overcome my current challenges in organizing and brainstorming content ideas? So for instance, if you are using a notepad and pen and you need a tool that you can easily go back and search, notepad and pen won't work because there is no simple way for you to go and do a search of your notebook unless you've put a bunch of tabs and you've created an index and all of those things. I know because I used to do a lot of bullet journaling. Right? So diving through 500 pages of a journal is really not the most efficient use of your time. But having some type of way, even if it's not one of the routes that I showed you, that will let you be able to easily do search and find what you need, that's really critical. Number three is how does the visualization aspect of the tool that I'm choosing enhance my ability to plan more effectively compared to traditional methods like we just talked about? Have you thought about maybe doing some type of Google Sheets planner or an Excel planner. I'll show you really quickly one that I created for my stream bosses because I thought that this would be an easier way for those who don't like spreadsheets and didn't want something like an Airtable or Readtable to be able to still have the same end result. So the question is, would this be better suited for you? Do you need to find or create your own type of workbook that gives you the ability to be able to organize your content in more of a linear fashion that is, I guess, more visually appealing than a spreadsheet? So these are some of the things that you can ask yourself as you're deciding what you want to do in order to more effectively plan and organize. So that's part one of my content machine. Let's talk about part two. Now, part two is content creation and development. So when you're thinking about what you're going to create, so maybe let's say, for instance, you've made the decision that you're going to create a specific live stream or a podcast, or there's a digital product that you want to create, whatever that might be. The question is, how are you going to go about doing that? How do you develop the concept and how do you create it? And I'll tell you this, a lot of people will use the tool that I'm about to share, and that is Canva. Canva does give you the capability of being able to really design these days more professionally than if you would have used this tool, let's say even 3 or 5 years ago, right? Nowadays, you can do things like create short videos. You can actually add waveforms for your audios. You can use AI to come up with a lot of different magic writing tools, as they call them. So you can do this. You can design like a pro and have your content look well-branded and high quality in a short amount of time if you really take the time to learn the Canva system. Now, there's going to be people who don't necessarily love Canva, I know, and it's probably the people who are really graphic designers and people who are inclined to be able to do professional visual content. So using sites like Adobe Express and other sites that are, or platforms like Photoshop or some of the more recent ones that have come out, that's probably up your alley. If you're using ChatGPT, right, to create not only your images, but also some of the copy or helping to enhance the copy that you're writing, that would be probably my number two in my tech stack is ChatGPT. I've been able to create some fairly decent images, but if you're not in that mode and you're someone who, again, is a part-timer and you need help, it may be good to outsource that part. Either way, the second part to your content machine should be content creation and development. So you need to be asking yourself a couple of different questions. How can the tools that I'm using elevate the quality of my content without requiring a significant amount of time, financial investment, or even learning curve? So this is one of the reasons why I do love Canva, because it's really meant for a lot of people who previously had no way to create on their own. So because I know what I want the vision to look like, I'm able to create that using platforms like Canva and other tools, which I shared with my stream bosses the other day, a list of about 5 different tools that I have also recommended and that I've used successfully. So number two question is, in what ways can I leverage platforms like ChatGPT? And now Google has its own that they've developed. The Bard AI, which previously existed, is now called Gemini AI. Now, I haven't played with that a lot yet. There's been some restrictions because I have a Google workspace that's a business workspace. But regardless, I would say that any of those tools can probably help. So the question is, in what ways can I use generative AI to automate and assist in my content creation process, but still aligning with my audience's interests and needs and still feeling like it has my energy, my personality in it? Because as we always say, it's not about replacing yourself with the AI. It's about enhancing what you already do and know. Number three is, how can the design capabilities of the tool that I use help me in creating visually appealing content that's going to stand out on social media platforms? Like, am I going to create something that I can easily format into vertical or square or landscape or whatever the proper size is without having to figure out what all those dimensions are. And now, thank goodness, most tools have these things built in. So they'll tell you, hey, if you want a Facebook banner, choose this template. If you want an Instagram post, choose this template. If you want a reel. So is the feature or is the tool that you're using, does it have those capabilities of making it simple for you to be able to create the content you need? Section 3, video and audio production. So part 3 of my content creation machine and my content marketing strategy is video and audio production. The top 2 tech apps that I use, I'm actually going to kind of do a tie with the first one, and that is Restream and Ecamm Live. Now, Ecamm Live that's the bomb, y'all. It's got everything that you can possibly want. But one thing that I do love is that Restream as my backup, and for some of you, it might be StreamYard as my backup, would give you the capability of being able to record your videos just, you know, by yourself without having guests, without having an audience, or you can actually live stream to a live audience. If you choose to, you can have guests or more guests, guests plural. And it gives you just a lot of flexibility in being able to go live or to create standalone pre-recorded video content so that you can use that for courses, or you can use that for your next workshop, or you can use that to convert it into smaller clips. One of the things that I absolutely love, and I think I'll be talking about that next, is a tool that lets me repurpose that longer form video content. But as far as the video and audio production, Restream and Ecamm, I would say, would be my top one. And then number 2 would be Anchor. Anchor is now Spotify for podcasters. The reason why I suggest that is because it is keeping things simple for me in terms of podcasting and making sure that my video is not only promoted on YouTube, but it's also published on other channels such as Apple, iHeartRadio, and other spaces where podcasting is a thing, right? So if people want to watch my videos, they can watch them on YouTube. If they want to watch them on Spotify, they can do that on Spotify as well on the mobile app, or they can listen without having to watch it and be tied to a screen. So the simplest for me has been Anchor, although I know I love, a lot of people love Buzzsprout and gosh, there's so many, Captivate FM, Libsyn, you name it. So if you're a hardcore audio podcaster, you may want to go a different route. For me, because I'm a video first creator, it is going to be something that will allow me to have the best of both worlds, both the video and the audio. But again, because I'm video first, Anchor/Spotify for podcasters works out fine. So questions to explore in this particular section of video and audio production. How can I use these tools to diversify my content and reach a wider audience? So whatever you're using to create and produce your video and your audio content, how can you make sure that it's going to help you to diversify the content that you're sharing out? What are the key features of these production tools that can help me to maintain high quality production value on a limited budget? Because again, if you're a part-time content creator and you are bringing in side hustle income, you may not have the endless or bottomless budget to be able to go out and spend on some really high quality production tools, but you can do a darn near good job with platforms like Ecamm Live and Restream and a few others that I could name, but for sake of time, we'll stop there. If you wanted to use Riverside FM, I would tell you that that is also an excellent platform for creating both audio and video as well. The only reason why I'm not currently putting that into my top list is because there's a subscription for it, and I already have my subscription with Ecamm and with Restream. Now, as you're asking yourself those questions and thinking about your tools that you're using, here's number 3. How can integrating podcasts into my content strategy enhance my brand voice and authority in my niche? So if you're like me and you're doing video first and you're thinking about doing audio, because I think a lot of people are doing the reverse right now. They're starting with audio and they're saying, whoa, I need to add video. I think it's a little bit easier for us that are actually creating video first. But think about how you can actually integrate, especially now that YouTube has allowed us to have the RSS ingest feature, so you can pull in and import audio podcast over into your YouTube as a podcast, as a listening podcast. I can actually create playlists or use playlists from my video first channel that I now convert into a podcast where people get the benefit of being able to listen and or watch. So think about that. Whatever tool you're using, how can you integrate the two worlds so that you can allow people to consume your information in the way that they choose? All right. I think we're going to stop it there. And I'll come back and do a part two of this particular episode because we want to try to keep these under 15 minutes or less. But in part two, I'll finish talking about the six essential content marketing systems that I'm using in my content machine. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode and that you've learned a few things from it. Even if you don't use the exact tools that I use, I want you to consider for yourself, how can you make sure that you're creating high quality content in less time? Are you using the right workflows? Are you using the right tools? What are the components that make up your content machine? I'll come back next time and talk about social media management. We'll talk about analytics and performance tracking, and we'll talk about learning and growth. All right. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us on this App Therapy Club episode. Remember to subscribe here and on YouTube so you never miss a post. We'll be back talking about systems, tools, and tips to help part-time content creators get more done in less time.